God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We're continuing our sermon series through the Lord's Prayer, and today we pick up the concept of our daily bread. So if you would just turn for right now to page 1 in your worship folder, under the As We Gather section, you'll notice it's printed there Luther's explanation of this fourth petition. Give us this day our daily bread. What does this mean? Luther writes, God gives daily bread indeed without our prayer, also to all the wicked, but we pray in this petition that he would lead us to know it, and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. What is meant by daily bread? Everything that belongs to the support and wants of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, field, cattle, money, goods, a pious spouse, pious children, pious servants, pious and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. This explanation of Luther goes far beyond the typical joke that I usually like to use when I'm talking to children about daily bread. As I started on Wednesday morning for our Wednesday morning worship with our child care and summer school program, I said, how many of your parents, when they woke up this morning, went outside and opened up their hands like this and out from heaven plopped a loaf of bread? Isn't that what we mean by daily bread? You get one loaf of bread per day and that's it. Well, just humor me for right now. How many of you would be satisfied with just one loaf of bread? Would that be enough to satisfy you for breakfast, lunch, dinner? Not forgetting the midnight snacks and the snacks in between, a little bit here and there. Would you be happy with just bread and maybe a little bit of water? I don't know about you, but I'd probably feel that I was getting gypped somehow. I'd probably want a little bit more than just plain bread. How about a little butter with that bread? Well, that might make it a lot better, but still, I'd want a little bit more. So obviously, daily bread is more than just having bread coming down from heaven. And by the way, if you ever really start thinking about this, you have to go back to the people of Israel as they were leaving Egypt. Remember, as they were traveling through the wilderness, that's how God fed them. Not necessarily with a loaf of bread from heaven. They picked up the bread that was left, or they called it manna, on the ground. And they ate that without butter. So as we go on with our concept of our daily bread, we have to realize, as Luther explains it, it's basically everything we need to support this life. And it's more than just what we eat. It's also what we wear, where we live, what is our occupation. And it's more than just that. It's also our family. Notice the concept of a pious spouse and pious children. And also, more than family, a good government. A government that takes care of its people. Good weather, good friends, good neighbors, and the like. We indeed have been blessed by God with wonderful and countless blessings. But I have to ask you now sort of another personal question in connection with this daily bread. As we take a look at our prayers to our Lord and Savior, how many times do we thank God for all the wonderful blessings, as Luther lists it in this daily bread section, versus how much of our prayers are filled with requests that says, by the way, Lord, I have some needs here. Try to balance this out. Or is it heavily weighted to more requests? What this Lord's Prayer petition here is trying to get us to focus on is that God indeed does take care of us. He loves us. He has showered us with many blessings. And sometimes we lose sight of these blessings. They are so numerous we can't even count them all. And we take them for granted. Let me ask you. Have you ever done something for somebody and they didn't even say thank you? Have you ever worked for somebody or had a relationship with somebody and they sort of took you for granted? You know, they sort of came to expect it from you. Even though you were going out of your way to do something for them, they showed very little appreciation to you. How do you feel after that? I don't know about you, but I'd feel a little resentful. You know, at least I want them to acknowledge me or to say thank you or to say, great, even though I may be doing it out of love. But part of me would also sit there and say, I would like a little bit of acknowledgement in this petition here. In one essence, this is what we're saying to God. We're acknowledging that every single thing comes from Him and Him alone. And that's important. Because one of the struggles as Christians we face is, yes, we've been blessed with a lot of things. But we have to remember that everything comes from God and God alone. Yes, you have your job. Yes, you have your occupation. Yes, you do things to help take care of the family. I don't want to discredit that, but initially that comes from God. So we talk about how God, it is by God's operation we receive the daily bread, and by our cooperation, God works so that we can benefit. Now there's another aspect of this daily bread that we need to also take into consideration. Yes, God has indeed given us many wonderful blessings. And sometimes we need to take a look at the, quote, unfortunate in our world to kind of see their many blessings. I was just recently reading a little blurb here, and I'll tell you where this comes from a little bit later. And it talks about families, workers and their families, where they live in a room that is approximately 10 foot by 12 foot. This room has no running water, no toilet facilities, and no cooking facilities. So basically, the families live in this kind of condition. So basically, you have overcrowdedness. And we may be thinking, okay, Pastor, where are you coming up with this story? Was this from your recent trip to China? And I will admit, in China, we did see some areas like this. But what caught me about this particular blurb was it wasn't from China. It wasn't from Africa or South America. It was right here in the United States. And you might be sitting there going, where in the United States do we have conditions like this? Not in the Chicagoland area. And the answer is yes. And you may be thinking, well, that's probably, you know, in the city of Chicago. And the answer is no, it's actually out in the suburbs. This may kind of shock us. Hopefully it does. You may know that Trinity has been supporting sort of a missionary at large for many years, Reverend Dave Krukenberg, who serves the racetracks in the Chicagoland area, the horse racetracks. Let me clarify that. And in doing so, they have various stable people and jockeys and other people to help support the horses. And in Arlington Park, one of the places where he works at, it may be a first-class racetrack with all the amenities, all the pomp, all the circumstances, but unfortunately, in some of their housing, they provide a third-world type housing. Reverend Krukenberg has some information in the back in our narthex about some of the work that he is trying to do, so you may pick that up on your way out. But as I started reading this, I'm thinking, wow, we have been so richly blessed. I don't live like that. I would imagine that most of us here don't live like that. But yet here are people living in the suburbs of Chicago living like that. And we might be saying, well, what is God doing about that? Isn't it unfortunate? Isn't it unfair? Well, think of it like this. God has so richly blessed us with daily bread, with all the things that we have to support this life of ours. How often are we grateful and thankful to God for all the wonderful blessings? And then the second part of that is, how often do we share the blessings that God has given to us with those around us? Sometimes I've heard people say, well, if God wants them to have blessings, He'll give them blessings. Well, that's true. Do they just pop out of heaven? Like every morning you walk outside and you get your daily allowance of bread? No. God uses other means to bestow these blessings. Henceforth, why do we pray for good government? So that God's word may prevail. God also blesses us with many wonderful blessings so that we in turn can share these blessings with those around. Too often as Christians, we get a little greedy for our daily bread. We want it to be our bread for me and me alone. And God has blessed us with so much. We are only focused upon ourselves instead of other people. when we get to this part of daily bread, we have to not only remember that, yes, God has blessed us with daily bread, but he also wants us to share that daily bread. Now, there's another part in this daily bread petition here that may cause us to stumble a little bit. It says, yes, God gives daily bread indeed without our prayer also to all the wicked. Have you ever heard sort of the idea and the concept? It seems how the wicked prosper very nicely and neatly, but yet how the quote-unquote good seem barely to get by. And we may ask, is this really fair? Well, you got to remember, God created all people. All people belong to him in one essence. They are part of his creation. He loves and cherishes each and every one of us. Yes, there are those who believe and trust in his ultimate plan of salvation through Jesus Christ. And then there are some who reject. But just because they reject that grace doesn't mean that God is still not going to take care of them. Yes, the wicked are blessed by God. This shouldn't cause us Christians to be jealous. Quite the opposite. God has given us so many blessings. Why should we be jealous? Our sinful human nature kicks in and says, I want to be the one on top. I want to be the one with more blessings. I want to be the one that's more comfortable. And in the process of giving out these blessings and giving our daily bread, our Heavenly Father, who knows what's going on within our hearts, has to be a little careful here. What is the ultimate, the highest, the best blessing of all? Plain and simple, the blessing of the forgiveness of sins, the gift of eternal life. That is the highest, the most important blessing. This is why the church exists, to tell people about this wonderful blessing of the forgiveness of sins through Christ's death and resurrection. Now, if these temporal blessings start hindering us in appreciation of this ultimate blessing, maybe God does need to take away some of these temporal blessings so that we come to an appreciation of the best blessing of all. I know it sounds kind of cruel, doesn't it? But what's more important? For us to be surrounded by all our toys and all our vast riches, or for us to be with him in heaven above? You tell me what is the most important. God's word clearly says that Jesus the Christ came, took on flesh and blood, lived among us, died on the cross, not so that you could be rich here on earth, but that you can be rich with him in heaven above. So in this concept of daily bread, we also talk about the blessing of the church, the gospel message, the ultimate source of blessing. Yes, we realize we need things to sustain this physical life, to support this physical life, so that we could enter into eternal life. It is God's desire that we all be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. Not just some people, but God wants all people to be saved. So on this day, as we talk about daily bread, we realize it's a lot more than just bread and butter coming from heaven. It's everything we need to support this life. And it's a focus. It's a turn of our attention to what God has ultimately provided. Dealing with this fourth petition, let me just do a little bit of a rehash. We have a change in focus within the Lord's Prayer. As we are going through the Lord's Prayer, the first three petitions talked about God, his name, his glory, his holiness, how everything is done according to his will. And now the rest of the petitions will now change the focus to us. And the first part of this is to realize that every single part of our physical life is taken care of by God. And not just our physical life, but also our spiritual life. So on this day, as we give great praise and thanks, because God has indeed richly blessed us with many things, more than we can count, we say thank you to God for the many things he has given us, and ultimate thanks for the love and forgiveness that he bestows to us through Jesus Christ, his Son. In his name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.